Bill O'Reilly here, Wednesday, July 13th, 2022. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening today in America. Clean energy failing in Texas. The U.S. military kills a top ISIS commander. Twitter suing Elon Musk. A new study ranks the richest counties in the USA. Also ahead, President Biden's biggest blunder. But first, high temperatures in Texas causing brownouts and other electrical problems. Wind power is being sidelined as more residents return to fossil fuels. Wind turbines typically supply 15% of the Lone Star State's energy needs. The towers are now generating less than one-tenth of their capacity because there isn't any wind. In total, Texas has 150 clean energy farms, more than any other state, but they are not working very well. A U.S. airstrike in northwest Syria eliminating a senior ISIS leader. The attack killed one of the top commanders of the terror network. The Pentagon releasing a statement shortly after, quote, "The removal of this ISIS leader will disrupt the terrorist organization's ability to further plot and carry out global attacks," unquote. The Islamic State remains active in at least a dozen countries, including Afghanistan. The drone assassination of that ISIS leader is chronicled in a general sense in my best-selling book, Killing the Killers. We tell you how it is done. Twitter filing a lawsuit against billionaire Elon Musk, who is attempting to back out of his $44 billion proposed bid to take over the company. Executives at Twitter say his refusal to honor obligations will severely damage the corporation's stock. Musk claims the social media platform is concealing information about fake accounts, political censorship, and other violations of its policy. This one will head to federal court. Report from U.S. News and World Report lists the wealthiest counties in the country. Places are ranked by income, home value, property taxes, total assets. Top 10, Nassau County, New York, Marin County, California, Arlington, Virginia, just outside D.C., Santa Clara, California. The wealthiest zip code, Loudoun County, Virginia. The median household income there, $150,000 a year. The poorest place in America, Wheeler County, Georgia. In a moment, many Americans are poorer because of Joe Biden. A commentary next.
Hey guys, it's Vivek Ramaswamy here, inviting you to listen to my podcast, Truth. We just relaunched it after the campaign, and we are already riding up the podcast charts. Here's why. I think that hard, in-depth conversations about the tough issues is the only way we're going to get this country back. Because make no mistake, we are currently in a war for the future of America, and you cannot win a war unless you're willing to speak the truth. If you want standard conservative talking points, this podcast is not for you. But if you want to go deeper and hear the conversations you're not going to find anywhere else, the conversations that will challenge you, that will challenge me, then subscribe to Truth with Vivek Ramaswamy on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And I promise you, you're going to cover terrain that you're not going to hear elsewhere.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. President Biden's biggest blunder, diminishing the U.S. energy industry. So now he has to deal with the sheikhs of Saudi Arabia. Some facts. Saudi Arabia produces the most oil of all the OPEC countries, generating 12.5 million barrels each day. Total population of the kingdom, 34 million. The Saudi government is officially an Islamic state ruled by a king and crown princes. There is no legislature or parliament there. Saudi Arabia exists as a totalitarian state. There's no freedom of religion, press, assembly, or speech. Journalists and political opponents are routinely detained, some even killed. But as we know, in the Middle East, oil is king, and Mr. Biden needs the price of oil to drop, so he is going to Saudi Arabia to deal with people he despises, hoping he can make some kind of deal. Now, why does Biden dislike Saudi Arabia? Well, in October 2018, a Saudi dissident and columnist, freelance for the Washington Post, named Jamal Khashoggi, was lured into the Saudi embassy in Istanbul, Turkey, and assassinated. He was strangled and dismembered, got worldwide headlines. Nevertheless, President Biden's going over there to talk with the man who allegedly ordered that assassination. Now, there are currently 13 OPEC members: Algeria, Angola, Congo, Guinea, Gabon, Iran, Iraq, Kuwait, Libya, Nigeria, Saudi Arabia, United Arab Emirates, and Venezuela. Some of those countries, as you know, hate America. Biden's visit, if you want to be honest about it, and I always do, is embarrassing. Why is it necessary? Because during his first week in the White House, Joe Biden suspended all new oil and natural gas leases on federal land. Then he openly endorsed the Green New Deal and called for the USA to be completely powered by clean energy no later than 2050. The result? Gas prices surged. The average gas price under Trump, $2.47 in the 4 years. The average gas price under Biden, $4.10. And those higher prices led to everything going up. Thus, today we learn inflation is topping 9%. That means that each one of us has 9% less money than we did 2 years ago because of Joe Biden's foolish energy policy. And that is hammering the Democratic Party. And that is why Biden is in Saudi Arabia begging the sheikhs to harvest more oil. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. If you'd like more honest news analysis, please visit BillO'Reilly.com. And I hope you consider my new best-selling book, Killing the Killers. In a moment, something you might not know. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 37 years ago today, the world's biggest rock stars orchestrated an international concert to end global hunger. For 16 hours, musicians held simultaneous events in 15 different countries. Here is the story of Live Aid. It was the brainchild of Bob Geldof, the singer of an Irish rock group called Boomtown Rats. In 1984, Geldof traveled to Africa after hearing reports of a catastrophic famine in Ethiopia. And indeed, millions in Africa faced starvation. Geldof returned to London and recruited Europe's top artists to record a fundraising single to ease world hunger with donations that would buy food. The supergroup consisted of members from U2, Duran Duran, and others. They released Do They Know It's Christmas in December, and that song remains the best-selling single in British history. The song also hit number one in the USA, and then the American pop artists came together to record their song, We Are the World, featuring Michael Jackson, Lionel Richie, Bruce Springsteen, Paul Simon, Tina Turner, Bob Dylan, and Stevie Wonder, among others. In total, both songs raised $60 million to fight the famine in Africa. But the crisis continued in Ethiopia. So Geldof proposed Live Aid, a giant global charity. Organized in less than 2 months, Live Aid was launched on Saturday, July 13th, 1985. The lineup featured more than 75 acts, including Elton John, Queen, Madonna, Sting, The Beach Boys, Mick Jagger, David Bowie, U2, The Who. The artists perform at Wembley Arena in London and Philadelphia's JFK Stadium. Satellites beamed a live TV broadcast of the event to more than 1 billion viewers worldwide. 40 different nations held telethons for famine relief. Live Aid ultimately raised $150 million in direct money for Africa. Geldof was later knighted by the Queen for his efforts, but tragically, and this always happens, a lot of the $150 million was stolen. Back after this.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.